About a dozen students are sitting down at work tables with glue bottles standing up and pieces of colored glass in their bowls. They're arranging the glass on ceramic tiles in front of them. A couple other students grind down glass with a machine on a nearby counter. This is the second day of the Mosaic Stained Glass Workshop for Southeast Alaska's Art Fest. The first year Ringel hosted the event was in 1997. Ringel's art teacher, Tawny Crawley, says it's been about a decade since it was last held in Ringel. Petersburg hosted it last year.
The idea behind it was to expose the students within these small communities to other art teachers around Southeast and other art styles and things that they're good at. And we also pull in local artists. And
some workshops include neurographic art, moccasin making, and knitting. Two local artists are teaching the students as well, beginner's beading and watercolor ink fish.
It's one thing being a teacher, and then it's another thing being a local artist who isn't necessarily used to being in a room full of high school age kids. And so it takes, I think, an extra little bump of bravery to be able to do that. And we really appreciate that they're here.
Crowley's specialty is working with heat and fire. She says she loves doing stained glass and torch bead making, but she won't be teaching this year because she's the host. That means she's running around making sure everybody has what they need. Not every Southeast community showed up, but students came from Craig, Haynes, Petersburg, plus other communities. Crowley says students get to choose two specialties to learn this week.
The idea of covering this variety of things, it takes weeks sometimes. It took us almost 2 months to get through our ceramics unit because you don't want to glaze over it too fast. That was an ironic thing to say or a punny thing to say. But like, we don't want to blaze through it super quick.
The students have been working on their projects late into the night. Crowley says they ended at 9:30 the previous night.
There's something kind of fun about it. Like, you stay up late, you're making art. And I just feel like that's, I mean, for me personally, I feel like when I'm doing my artwork, I'm usually up really late, so it's like you're in a zone.
To help with the costs of running the festival, Crowley says all the Art Fest instructors bring a piece of their own artwork to donate to an auction held during the awards ceremony. The money raised goes back into the following year's funds, which help pays for art supplies and doesn't impact the hosting community.
Any of the supplies that we end up getting typically get left with the community that hosts it, so it benefits our art program in the long run as well.
We stop in the collage workshop where Ketchikan art teacher Cameo McRoberts is talking to the students while ripping up and prepping paper.
Like, I think I was, just sit down and glue things together. But there really is some form to it. There is technique. There are sort of rules.
We then check out the neurograph art. It's a different vibe in here with jazzy music in the background, and everyone's very focused on what they're doing. It reminds me of spirograph art, but with more geometric and curvy shapes. It's known to help with emotional healing with free-flowing shapes and lines. Fast forward a couple days, and we're at the award ceremony in the high school gym. Cake sophomore Isla Logis says she was in the neurographic art class where she created an octopus. She also went to the beading class.
It was so fun. It was like therapy that I didn't know I needed, so I just went crazy with my art and my beading, and it's really calming for me.
She says she's done neurographic art before, but never to this extreme. And this was her first time beading. Her friend, also from Cake, is junior Riley Kadaik. Kadaik says she focused on something completely different. She took the collage and papermaking workshops.
It was a lot of fun. I didn't really know what I was going into because I've never really been too confident about my art, but the instructors were really nice and pushed me past my boundaries as a challenge. So it was a really great experience.
This was her first time going to Art Fest, and she says the experience boosted her confidence. Eventually, awards are handed out by each teacher, and Ringel's host, Tawny Crowley, received the Rick Mills Art Fest Spirit Award for all her hard work. In Ringel, I'm Colette Zarnicki.